All right, we're making the money. The sweet, sweet, sweet podcasting money, folks.
I have yet to see any money.
Oh. I am calling you from my gold bathtub that is filled to the brim with champagne.
All I do is spend money. I don't ever seem to make any.
Alan has been holding out on me. I'm not making anything.
I will let you.
What?
I will let you pay half of whatever it costs me to do this.
Hey, Brita, you can take a dip in my gold bathtub with me.
All right.
Yay! Don't worry. You might feel a little squicked out by it at first, but the champagne will soak into your skin and you'll stop caring.
Does it do that?
No.
Oh yeah. Yes, it does.
I guess it would if you were immersed in alcohol. It would.
If you're immersed in alcoholic beverages, I definitely read a story about a German gentleman who immersed himself in a hot tub filled with warm beer.
Well, it's like when you rub isopropyl alcohol on your skin, and after a few minutes, you can taste it in your mouth.
Garlic.
Because it go right. Yeah, garlic's the same way. Like hot peppers. I mean, all kinds of stuff get absorbed by the skin.
I do know that if you do an alcohol enema, it will work.
You die.
Yep.
No, you don't die. You get drunk.
You get right effed up and possibly die and possibly slough off all the skin in your sigmoid colon.
Hey, them's the risks.
Brita, are you speaking for the voice of experience?
I am not.
Jay?
Yes.
Have you ever stuffed a vodka-soaked tampon up your butthole?
I can honestly say without fear of contradiction, no.
2 minutes into the show.
Bourbon, mind you, on the other hand.
Soaked in a tampon?
Hey, don't judge.
Wow. I gotta say, as a drinker of hobo wine, I've never quite found booze that tasted so bad that it wasn't worth not going to that extra trouble.
Your bunk hole would be preferable.
Jay's more adventurous than I ever imagined.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, reading all these, like, you know, these people spicing up their marriage with the crazy kinky sex life and all that. And, you know, I'm not going to judge anybody for having crazy kinky sex, like, especially like from the get go, they figure out that's their jam. But it's one of those for me, regular hasn't quite got old yet. I kind of just like regular.
Good for you.
So does regular include the donkey or no?
It includes a regular donkey. It doesn't include any of them weird souped up donkeys.
Okay. The donkey's not... Does your wife listen to this show?
No.
Or any of the shows?
No.
Okay.
I'm just trying to say the donkey does not wear any equipment. All right. Okay. That would be a little bit weird.
That would be weird.
Nope. The donkey is just in the bedroom wearing, you know, a nice, you know, silk jumpsuit.
Jogging suit.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's really more like racing silks. Let's just, you know, I mean, that's what we call
them. What color?
It's my family crest. I'd rather not give the colors of my family crest.
Oh, God.
But it's green, navy, blue, and gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Squirrel Report.
Yeah,
there might be the sound.
All right, it is Thursday, May 28th, 2015, and this is episode 152.
All right, before we get too deep into things, all right. Fellow squirrels and those of you in the chat, am I less of a man?
Yes.
Probably, if you have to ask that.
I gotta say, I'm drinking a Mai Tai right now, and I'm really liking them.
What the fuck is in a Mai Tai? I don't even know.
So, first up, you don't know because there's a million different variations of the Mai Tai. I was actually going off of a bartending book, and I didn't have a couple of ingredients, so I was kind of shooting in the direction of Mai Tai.
A faux tie.
Yeah, But it turns out I found another person that is essentially the same drink that I did, that there's enough variation between the Trader Vic's recipe and this secondary recipe that this is just a Mai Tai.
Let me guess. There is rum and pineapple juice involved.
No pineapple juice.
No rum, pineapple juice.
The juice is lime juice.
Oh, okay.
The original Mai Tai calls for orange curacao, but who the hell wants to drink orange? So I used the blue stuff because blue is pretty.
Okay.
I couldn't get the ergot syrup or whatever it's called, so I used a little bit of amaretto.
Okay.
And because I'm fancy, I threw in a little bit of rose water.
So it's not a Mai Tai at all.
No. It's making shit up.
It is not. It is not a Trader Vic's Mai Tai.
Does it have a little umbrella in it?
I don't think it's any kind of Mai Tai.
No, it has preserved lemons.
No, but no umbrellas.
The salty preserved lemons?
Salty preserved lemons because I don't have that sweet a palate and it really gets the sweetness.
You're safe, weird, because that's not a Mai Tai.
Yeah, you need to name it something else.
It's a rum drink. It's a weird
palate. I don't know. It's pretty close. I mean, I definitely found a bartender online that did that does his he's a professional bartender who does his Mai Tais with the he uses Cointreau, amaretto, rum, and lime juice, and then he puts an unbelievably large amount of shit in the glass.
Well, that's not a Mai Tai either.
Yeah,
the recipe does not include shit.
Well, he's got like an orchid and a sprig of mint and a twist of orange and pineapple wheel. And it's the drink from Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels when he's done of the, I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to get the liquid that's in the bottom of this glass into my mouth sort of situation.
You know, liberals get to make shit up.
I think it should be called a Mai Tai list.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's Alan's.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. I'll give that to you, Brita. I still don't know if I necessarily have the right to name this something different. I have simply decided to call it the House Special Mai Tai.
You made it. You can call it whatever you want.
That's true, but...
Except a Mai Tai.
It'd be hard to call it a martini, too.
Yeah.
So now that you've heard this, am I less of a man?
No less than you already weren't.
Okay. Well, I am a housewife. That is true.
You're kept, man.
I don't know. Weird. Do you still have a penis?
Yep.
Then I'm going to go with you're still a man.
Awesome.
I'm not going to go there.
But by the way, on that route,
it's called a hog.
It's a hog. Yes. I bumped into another stay-at-home mom at the park today, and our daughters were playing together, and we were just talking, and she essentially has since stopped working just to better take care of the kid and all that. And she goes, I never really saw myself as like the stereotypical wife. And I said, I do. And then later I was talking about like, you know, what I was cooking for dinner, and she was like, oh, you are the stereotypical wife.
You know what? Let's talk laundry, weird.
Yes.
Because laundry is my one thing that I hate to do. Mm-hmm. How are you in laundry?
I love laundry. I don't fold though. I fold like a moron, so my wife
the hard part.
I lug the baskets of laundry downstairs. I turn dirty laundry into clean laundry. I lift stains, and then I lug them back upstairs, and they get folded and put away.
Oh, see, that's the hard part.
Is the laundry?
Yeah,
that is okay. Well,
folding,
then I'm
sorry.
Folding is the laundry. If you're not folding, you're not doing the laundry.
Well, I guess I don't do laundry then. I'm so sorry.
If you can't fold a fitted sheet, you fail.
Oh, my mom taught me how to do that once. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fitted sheets go into the washer, into the dryer, back on the bed same day.
Done. I have absolutely done that.
when they get so awful they can't be used again, I buy a new set. Done.
No.
Okay, so that's the part I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. Yep. Work on your fitted sheet skills. We'll talk.
No, I'm not going to. I've got a good thing going. I do enough housework. I'm perfectly fine not folding the laundry. And sometimes my wife is perfectly fine not folding the laundry, which means sometimes the clean laundry gets dug out of the laundry basket, put on, and then put in the hamper. That's kind of sad.
So you're still in college.
You know, that's a romantic way of putting it. But I don't drink hobo wine anymore.
You graduated.
Yes, you do.
All right, so let's get into some topics because we got a ton of them.
Yeah. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do the iSwatch. Come on.
Okay.
Swatch is making a smartwatch.
What?
There's going to be an iSwatch. An actual iSwatch.
Okay. The Swatch company?
Yes.
The Swatch watch company.
Like from the 80s, 90s Swatches? Yes.
Yeah. Swatch.
Oh,
no. That was frightening, Alan.
They're actually making some kind of smartwatch. It's ugly. Mm. It's really ugly.
Oh, I see it. That is very ugly.
Yeah, it's pretty hideous.
You know, I would not take stock in that at all.
No.
No.
I don't know. You know, if it's done right, it might be good for like a workout kind of thing. You know, joggers might like it because, you know, who the fuck knows? They're crazy anyway.
If it's really cheap, so you don't care if you, you know, are running and smack it against like a tree trunk and it breaks. Oh, no, I'm out a $25 iSwatch. Yeah. I'll buy another one.
Right. Or, you know, remember back in the 80s, you can wear two or three.
Ooh.
Going up your arm.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge.
Oh,
Brady
shit.
Used to do it, but let's tell you, Brady was awesome. Did you used to peg your jeans?
Brady has to.
Yes, thank you, Jay. I totally had to. All my jeans were too long, so yeah, I pegged them.
That's true.
I don't know what the pegging is. What is
that? Did you wear my jeans now.
Did you wear different colored tube socks and or different color Chuck Connors?
No,
I
always matched. I had pink, bright hot pink Chuck Taylors, high tops.
Let's be honest, Brady, you didn't always match.
I did.
Says the woman who has only one leg.
Well, there's that. But I tried as best as I could. All of my accessories matched.
Brady, you are delightfully asymmetrical.
I still don't get the pegging thing. What is that?
It's pegging your jeans is where you take the leg of your jean, okay, one leg, and you kind of fold it over, and then you hold the fold while you roll it up. So it kind of like.
Oh, so it makes like the jeans version of parachute pants.
It kind of tapers your jeans. Yeah.
Ugh.
They fit in the boots that way.
Horrible.
That was just so they fit inside.
Dumb idea.
Boys did that too in the 90s, early 90s.
The 90s or the 80s?
Early 90s.
Mm. Late 80s. But also, they weren't silly fit in boots, Jay. They fit into high tops.
Oh God!
Oh, high tops! All this crap is coming back too.
Oh yeah!
I'm seeing the tweeners dressing it, and they're going, "Come on, man!
It's been 30 years. That's the cycle."
Yeah.
Yep.
We're old.
They should start dressing like they did in Back to the Future.
Alan, you and I are old. Brita and Weird aren't.
I'm delightfully young and rapidly graying.
I'm not graying, but that's only because I shaved my whole head.
I was about to say.
Yeah, Jay, how would you know?
How would you know?
It's like I'd have to check my back.
I have. Yes, you are.
Oh.
Jay's a silverback.
And speaking of.
What?
Speaking of fat things that have gone out of style.
Weird.
Wait. Oh.
Is blogging dead?
Let's talk about your blog, Weird.
Yeah. I haven't been doing much on it.
Okay.
I promote a lot of podcasts.
What about you? Jay, you still blog, right?
Occasionally. Okay. I definitely.
Jay blogs when he is paid handsomely to do so.
It's more of an occasional thing.
When you feel the urge.
Yeah, pretty much. When I've got something to say, I don't feel the need to put something up just for the sake of putting something up. It's something that ticks me off. Like, what did I put up today? Oh, about, interestingly enough, segueing nicely, Carly Fiorina. And how the big story was the only female in the GOP running, as opposed to the Democrats who have, let me think, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, they also have Pocahontas.
She's not declared.
Yeah, officially
she's
not.
She's not declared.
On both sides, there's only one declared female on either side.
Well, that was our other topic.
Can we do one topic at a time? Yes. That'd be great.
Yes. Brita wants to beat the blogs to death again.
Yeah. Well, I just was wondering, like, what's going on with Weird, because, you know, Weird, you were, like, kind of the last holdout, and you were blogging away every day, and something happened.
That's exactly, yeah, it's called the baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really it, is I just don't have the amount of time that I used to have.
Are you going to be, like, a mommy blogger now?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Because you could totally own that. That'd be great.
Oh, God.
Do it.
Dude, you have to.
Do I have to be uppity?
Do
I have to be telling about how everybody else is doing a bad job raising their children while I am doing the superior way of raising a child?
Yes.
Yes.
The mommy blogger with more hog.
I would actually read the comments on that one.
Oh, man.
You should seriously consider that.
I don't think I could go over to the dark side. I'm pretty sure that's evil, guys. I'm pretty sure that's what evil looks like.
It would be hilarious, though.
It would be hilarious. No, I mean, I essentially haven't quit blogging because, number one, I still like my website. It's a good place to, like, dump shit so I can easily find it later.
Wait a minute. Wasn't there, like, somebody way back in the day that told you, you should get a real blog, Weird?
Get off that live journal crap.
Yeah, I remember that.
Some really smart person said that.
Hmm. Yeah, they were attractive, too.
Uh-huh.
And they smelled faintly of orchids.
Aw. She must be really pretty.
She really is. Yes, and then that same person told me that, yeah, I'm an idiot and blogging's dead. And she has yet to be wrong.
I just think, you know, you do you. Do whatever makes you happy is the thing, you know, but... And people have given me
you
crap.
Do,
you
know,
whole...
they have a word for you do you.
Okay. Moving on. Alan.
Oh, squirrels.
People have given me crap for the whole blogging is dead thing. And they're like, but my blog, blah, blah, blah. And I still like to, you know. And I'm like not talking about you and your blog specifically. Mm-hmm. You do whatever makes you happy. But I'm saying that blogs as a social media thing is over and has been over for quite a while.
They're like MySpace.
Yeah. And if blogging and writing your little heart out makes you happy, do it. And interacting with the people who comment on your blog makes you happy, go for it. You know, whatever. But I'm just saying that I have seen trends where, you know, companies have stopped sending things to review to certain bloggers. I mean, big bloggers. Like, I follow nail polish blogs because I like nail polish, and I actually read their blogs. And a lot of nail polish bloggers are quitting now because they don't get freebies anymore because the companies are like, well, you know, nobody's reading these blogs. So why are we sending freebies to these bloggers to review? Where they're sending their freebies is Instagram and YouTube.
Huh.
So, and
not podcasts.
Not what? No.
Oddly enough, nail polish podcasting would really suck.
It really would. We can get really descriptive about the colors, however. Yep. Yeah, but it's like. I have always wanted to kind of just come out and say it, you know, if blogging and writing makes you happy, do it. But do not expect to become famous at it and do not expect to make money at it because those days are over.
Yep.
Yep.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The horse is out of the barn.
And that's really just the nature of the internet. I mean, it just moves on.
Yep.
Things evolve and progress, and it's just the internet. So.
You could
see the nice thing about it is I'm avoiding Facebook just long enough that I'll have completely missed the boat, and so therefore I kind of was never wrong.
Yeah,
you know,
you're on that Google Plus train.
It is about time for the Facebook replacement to come along.
Yeah. Yes.
It already has really it's Instagram time. And Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter, I don't think so. Twitter is like a cacophony cesspool.
Yep.
Sure is.
Of everybody shouting at each other in 140 characters or less. And I think it has really run its course. I think people are getting sick of each other on Twitter.
Well, not only that, but Twitter has never made a penny in profit ever.
Well,
and probably never will.
Yep.
So I don't know what the next thing is.
How do you monetize SRS OMG LOL? I mean, come on.
So, yeah, needless to say, I was in Maine last weekend, and I was in I'm going to Bermuda next week, so wow. I won't be here for the next one. And so it was nice. One of those, like, it was getting me a pain in the ass just trying to keep it so that something was posting every day. And I just finally just went, you know what? Fuck it. Nobody reads this shit anyway.
Are you going to wear some shorts in Bermuda?
Yeah. So that my knees don't get hot.
Cool. Your knees are already hot.
No. Well, I mean, thank you, Brita. I'm blushing. But yeah.
Long pause. I like that.
So I'm going to keep blogging on my blog, but it's one of those things of it's kind of turned into a disaster just because I haven't had the time to put into it. So instead I'm just going to put it in stasis, and it's going to occasionally wake up, and it's really just going to be the podcast promotional website.
Well,
do you feel weird about it?
He feels weird about everything.
Yeah. Actually, no, I feel awesome about it.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that bugs me is the whole gun death file was I was kind of pleased with that little side project, and on top of that, that's gotten like a lot of like audience participation. There's a bunch of people that are constantly sending me stories every time they read about somebody getting hacked up with an axe or thrown off a bridge or something like that. Kind of macabre, but there's a lot of work that's just being left on the drawing table. I've got like 4 months worth of gun death files sitting in my mailbox, and I don't know if I'm going to get to them. And that kind of sucks.
No.
So I'm going to have to send them a refund of their money.
Well, there is always tomorrow, right? There's always a new, that's the thing with the blogging that always got me was like, you always have to have new. And you write these beautiful blog posts and you labor over words and you check your grammar and you check your punctuation and you try to make it sound beautiful. At least in my blog, I was obsessive about writing. I was like, I would edit and edit and re-edit. It was just like ridiculous. And then I have to have it new every single day. And then I thought, I have these archives that nobody reads. And I said, at the end when I was coming to the end of blogging, I was reaching a point where I would sit and I would scour the news for something interesting and something that people like hadn't seen on every other blog before. And that's where I had reached a point where I was like, I can't do this anymore. This is actually, it has become work. And I'm not finding joy in it. And I had labored, and I love to write, but it had taken the joy of the word away from me. Like I had, I had begun blogging and I love writing and I love, whatever, but it had gotten to the point where I was scouring the internet. I was trying to write beautiful things and trying to connect with people. And it was like, that I would write something and then it would pass, and then the next day I needed to do it again, and nobody would bother to go back and read my archives. And I thought, why am I doing this? I'm not getting paid for this, and all the joy has gone out of it for me. So, and that at that point I decided, okay, I'm done. That's it. So, but if you enjoy it, keep doing it. But if you don't, really, you're not doing it for you anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Was it just I was not enjoying the pace that I had set for myself.
Yeah.
So I set a different pace. I'm not doing what like a ton of people have done, which is like just completely shuttered their blog and they're done. But
right.
instead, I'm doing like more like what Kevin Baker is doing, which is just the no. It's still going to be open. It's just not going to be the same blog anymore.
That's good. You know,
I think it's great because I'm
right
I'm
when not, you feel I, the need.
Yeah, I'm not the same weird anymore. And yeah, no, there's one of those things of the, there was definitely times when like the baby would go down for a nap and I'd want to do just anything just to relax. But I'd be like, oh, God, I've got this like story that's been sitting on my desktop for ages.
Yeah.
Nope, not going to touch it.
Well,
and then, of course, also by the time I ended up blogging it, the story's like 2 weeks old.
Right.
I'm like, hey, I saw this really interesting thing happened ages ago, but I had some winning things to say about it.
Right.
All right, so blog is dead.
Oh well, and yet here we still are. I still think that people have important things to say.
I
have important things to say, and it's on podcasts.
Well, I was just going to say one of the fundamental problems with blogging is people do not read.
No,
yeah.
People don't want to scroll or read.
They don't.
They want to click and look at the pictures, I
right?
Think.
But people do like to listen to crap.
Yeah. Cause they're sitting in traffic. Twitch.
Well, and that's a lot of it.
Oh, you know, what's really interesting, Alan, is, so terrestrial radio is dying a fucking miserable death as well.
Yes, it is.
And so it's one of those, when I want to just like listen to like the local news and just kind of hear if like, I mean, just really just to make sure that I'm not like getting off the train into a riot in the middle of Boston, you know, I try to find an entertaining, you know, morning news and talk show to listen to just while I'm, you know, getting the baby's lunch made and all that stuff and, you know, doing the housewife stuff.
Wait a minute. And, is it Mrs. Job to get the baby's lunch made?
Actually, she sometimes does that. So that's to be fair, but
it was a lactation joke.
Oh, I get it. Well, no, I took the hormone treatments. Men get it. It's really technically a software issue, and you can there's a patch. Not lying either. You can do it. You take the right hormone.
Yeah, I know.
Men will lactate. It's joyous. And just so you know, as part of my mommy blogging, I will say that, you know, fathers out there, if you do not breastfeed your children, you are a terrible father and they will never love you.
That's right.
There. I'm starting my mommy blog already. Thank you, Brita. That's a good idea. So, but yeah.
You need a Pinterest now.
But I just found out like the one entertaining morning show that I could find on the Boston radio stations is dumping the station and going exclusively back to – I guess they started out as an online show, and they're going back to an online news and talk show. So they're kind of like the Squirrel Report, but run by the Boston Herald.
Nice.
And so – but it's one of those like – I actually thought of Alan with that of the, ha-ha, we are going down the right path.
Yep. Speaking of the right paths, what the fuck happened to your URL, Brita?
What? Is it still sex toys or no?
It's I don't know what the fuck it is.
I haven't looked at it in so
the
long.
BritaFallacy.com. It's
what
bizarre.
Is it?
Bizarre. I don't know what the hell it is.
It broke
best
out.
Best advice for dealing with ICBC after what?
I have no idea.
ICBMs? What?
It's bizarre.
Which, by the way, that acronym takes on a whole new meaning after you become a parent.
I don't know what this means. ICBC. What is ICBC?
I don't know.
I'm not getting it. It's actually not responding to
me. See, but look on the sideboard. It says buy sex toys online.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is anymore.
It's bizarre.
Well, it amuses me that it's pretty
weird.
Funny.
It's added.
It is.
It's funny.
All right. So anyway, blogs are dead. Long live the blogs.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's talk about what's her name?
Carly. iCarly.
Yeah. iCarly. You know, she was a really shitty CEO at HP.
Okay.
I mean, really shitty.
Why is that?
Well, during her reign, they laid off some 30,000 people. They bought Compaq and destroyed it. She made a bunch of disastrous decisions.
So it sounds like she's perfect.
Well, I was going to say she's been accused of a lot of things. She ran the company into the ground. She bought, like private corporate jets for herself and managed to increase her salary up to like $3 million a year. I mean, and I'm thinking, man, the politicians haven't seen nothing yet. If she's going to give them a run for their money.
See, the normal thieves steal everything that isn't nailed down. I stole the stuff that was not nailed down.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And, it certainly can't be any worse than everything else that's running for office this
year.
Right.
I just think it's really interesting that there's a candidate who is not a politician. You know, she's not.
Yeah.
She's like Trump, though. I mean, Trump's also.
Or what's his name? The guy.
Ben Carson?
No, the little runny rich guy that ran. What's his name?
H. Ross Perot?
Oh, my God.
With his charts. Now, see here.
The little runty rich guy. He's a pretty tiny dude.
Everybody,
I shook his hand.
Everybody who has interviewed her and her speak says she's terrific.
Oh, yeah, she is terrific. But, talking and doing are two different things. And she, her track record of doing is not that great.
So basically, okay.
Compared to the current occupant, hello.
Right.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hey, but also, let's face it. Rick Santorum's running again.
Yeah.
What's hilarious is I got thinking about it. I'm like, what the fuck is he smoking that he thinks that he's got a shot at it? And then I realized, oh, wait, he was right down to the wire on the last election because, hey, it was a bunch of people that could lose to Barack Obama on the line.
He's setting himself up to be a deal maker.
And the thing is, the way the GOP has been running, the runner up gets the nomination next time. That's like the little game, you turn the wheel.
And whose turn is it?
You know, Mitt Romney was runner-up to John McCain.
Yep.
John McCain was runner-up to George W. Bush.
Yep.
Santorum's just like, hey, maybe I can ride this, you know. I think, Alan, you nailed it. He's hoping he can broker something.
Yeah, he's angling for an ambassadorship or cabinet post or something like that.
Santorum probably, yeah.
Oh, we need to give Rick Santorum an ambassadorship to Amsterdam. Just some place that has a whole lot of free love and a whole lot of homos.
Thailand,
lady boys.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, that could be disastrous only because I've just got a general feeling that anyone's that homophobic tends to have ulterior motives.
Yeah, there's some repressed something or other going on there.
I mean, it's one of those, like, I know a bunch of people that are just like, oh, man, think about gay dudes. That's fucking gross. Whatever. You're just like, I don't like to see dudes holding hands or anything like that. It creeps me out. Oh, whatever, But you're not like, kill them, burn them, purify it with fire. Yeah, the people that are purify it with fire is, of the, oh my God, if I see two more gay guys holding hands, I'm just going to have to go out and start deep throating one of them.
And yet they love the lesbian porn.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't?
Oh, lesbian porn is fantastic.
Even the butch lesbians are kind of hot.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for sighing for both of us, Brita.
Dead air. Dead air while we contemplate. So president race, you want to start handicapping it? Who's going to be it? Maybe it's all easier for the Democrats.
So we can easily handicap it this way. The one that I'm rooting for is Rand Paul. So he's going to be the first to be eliminated.
Yeah. He doesn't have a chance.
Cause that's always how it works. Every year, the one that I'm like, oh, I really like that guy.
Yeah, Fred Thompson.
No.
Fred Thompson. I was into Duncan Hunter. Let's see. Herman Cain.
Anybody,
Alan West,
anybody,
the Lusitania,
anybody with a speck of integrity doesn't have a chance.
I would love to see an Alan West Condoleezza Rice ticket. It would be so awesome.
Oh my God.
It would be the most amazing thing as the left falls all over themselves to claim that, let's see, race doesn't matter, gender doesn't matter, military service doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yep.
It would be the most awesome.
No, they'd be explaining how those people aren't really black because they're Republicans.
Aren't really women.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the whole statement of men aren't allowed to talk about abortion because they don't have the hardware to do it. Yet all of a sudden you've got Sarah Palin and no, she's not a real woman. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, maybe. The left was all with Barack Obama. The left was all like, well, he's one of us and he grew up, you know, single mother, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's, you know, common man sort of bullcrap. And now I saw an article today where with Hillary Clinton, I think the title was Hillary Clinton's not like the rest of us. Good. So now they've changed the message that now we need this sort of like, you know, aristocratic kind of above the rest of us sort of person to lead us.
Well, the real funny part is between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, all of a sudden the current theme running through the media is we need an experienced politician for this. We don't want some young, untested. And I'm like, huh?
What, like Barack Obama?
Going back as far as Bob Dole in 1996.
Wow.
Where they were telling him not to talk about his World War II experience because it made him sound old.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, yeah.
Well, it has been interesting watching Hillary kind of crash and burn so early.
Yeah, that has been fun.
I mean, everybody had such hopes. And
well, it's funny because if a Republican had screwed up as many times as Hillary has already...
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't even be talking about him being a candidate.
They never would have announced. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been there. There would have been some brief discussion somewhere in the, you know, in the faded annals of history about there being an exploratory committee, and the exploratory committee said no fucking chance.
Yep.
The whole email thing, just that among everything else, the fact that you have the Secretary of State, one of, you know, what, top five most important positions.
It's mm-hmm. in the chain right? of succession.
Succession. And she had her own email server in her residence handling her emails.
Yeah.
.angelfire.com.
Hillary Clinton at myspace.com. That was the Secretary of State. And she turned over these emails. But, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Her website had frames. Was it frames? What was that weird thing that
It had a little blinky under construction thing.
And a dancing
and an autoplay like video or something or music.
Dancing hamster.
Dancing hamster.
Dancing baby, you know. Dramatic banana. Hamster dancing.
And hamster dance.
Yeah.
The peanut butter jelly time banana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I love that, too. That will never get old for me.
Every time my daughter's eating a peanut butter sandwich, that goes on the
stereo. Yes. Badger, badger, badger.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
So, yeah.
It's Hillary.
But yeah, I still have to say that, Hillary is Hillary's just power brokering. She is just amassing this war chest just from all the people that she's got dirt on.
Oh, yeah.
And she's gonna essentially be the, all right, Elizabeth, I'm gonna endorse you and be able to give you this big wad of money.
Oh, bullshit. She's not giving that money to anybody.
That's true. Yeah. She's probably
she'll bank it.
Yeah. No, actually I heard one of the local radio hosts was saying that Jane Swift, one of the former governors of Massachusetts, essentially claimed that she was thinking about, you know, rerunning for office after she was miserably defeated. And it's like, so long as you never publicly announce that, no, you're never going to run for office again, you can keep the money.
Yeah.
And so she's essentially just been throwing galas and just doing.
Well,
just,
but even if you announce that you're not going to run again, you
basically you can keep the money, right? I mean, where else is it going to go?
I think, are you, well, again, we're talking about a nation where the, you know, where the IRS is targeting, you know, political, political groups simply because the president said he didn't like them and no one went to prison. So yeah, the short answer is no, you're 100% correct. Do whatever you want with the money.
But, well, you're talking about two different kinds of political donations. The 501Cs are tax deductible political donations because they're not to a particular candidate. They're advocacy. And that's one of the things the IRS was all in a lather about. But the individual donations, like donations to their, you know, if you write a check to Hillary Clinton, that's her money.
Yep. I guess you're right.
You're giving it to her.
Yeah, but are they going for whatever. Either way, I think Hillary is planning to drop out at a point where, yeah, she can get juice.
There's going to be a whole shitload of U.S. Supreme Court openings. Ooh. That's my bet right there.
You think Hillary's going to play kingmaker in return Supreme Court seat?
Justice, Chief Justice.
No way.
They let Ginsburg on.
Roberts ain't going to quit anytime soon.
Hey, they let what's her face? Paul Blart.
Paul Blart.
Well, and. You know, if McConnell and Boehner are still in charge of Congress, they'd probably confirm her.
Oh, absolutely would. Because it would be bad for the country, and they like that. They get off on it for some strange reason. Ugh. All right, let's go on to something else. This is making me sad.
All right, let's talk about Texas politics.
Yeah. So what happened? I'm not 100% sure.
Well, okay. So what we're talking about here is open carry in Texas, which, as you may or may not know, open carry is illegal in Texas for open carry of pistols. You can open carry rifles and shotguns, which, you know, so what?
I'd like to see you try that.
Well, people do it.
Downtown Houston, baby.
They do it.
Okay.
They've had open carry walks through Houston. Nobody does it.
No, I'm just talking about just you.
No, nobody does it by themselves.
I was about to say.
They do it in groups of people waving flags and carrying signs because, you know, otherwise you're being stupid. So there was a bill introduced in the House and a bill introduced in the Senate. You know how it works. The House bill passed with basically said they did not pass a constitutional carry bill. They just passed a bill that said if you have a concealed carry license, it will no longer be – basically we're striking all the word concealed from it, and you can carry concealed or open in a belt or shoulder holster. And –
So you can't – you're not allowed to open carry an ankle holster wearing Bermuda shorts?
Not according to the current bill.
And black socks with sandals?
Yeah, not according to the current bill. It has to be a belt holster or a shoulder holster.
Okay.
For the open carry part. Now, if you're concealed carrying, it doesn't matter. You can carry any way you want. So what they did was the House passed an amendment. And you know how amendments work. You know, somebody, you know, they bring the bill to the floor. Somebody votes to amend the bill. They vote yes on the amendment, and then they vote for the entire thing, including the amendment. So the entire House overwhelmingly voted to add this amendment to the bill and then overwhelmingly voted to approve the bill. What the amendment says was it specifically told the police that they could not stop and ask somebody if they had a concealed carry permit if their only thing they were doing was open carrying. So in other words, if they were, you know, an otherwise completely law-abiding citizen, not doing anything else wrong, and the cop had no suspicion of anything illegal going on, they just saw a man walking down the street with a pistol on his belt. They can't go up and ask that person, "Hey, let me see you got a permit for that. Let me see it."
Absolutely brilliant.
Which, is, you know, that a lot of the argument was made that, well, that's case law that they can't do that. Just like they can't just pull you over randomly and say, hey, let me see your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bill, the House bill went to the Senate. The Senate passed a bill and it kind of died. They never really did anything with it. The House bill went to the Senate. The Senate committee stripped that amendment out of the bill because they're a bunch of douchebags. Then somebody in the Senate wrote an amendment that was just slightly different. There were like four words different in the amendment. Said the same thing, just said it a different way. And they tacked it onto the bill. The Senate voted overwhelmingly for the amendment and overwhelmingly to pass the bill. So since it changed, it was not the original bill. It had to go back to the House for the House to vote. Normally, this is a concurrence vote. They just go, yeah, it's okay. We'll take it. Well, the drama started. And there was an organized political skullduggery going on. And they wound up voting overwhelmingly to not concur, even though it is except for four words and the complete substance of the thing was basically the same as the bill that they had passed overwhelmingly a week earlier. Suddenly it's, oh no, we can't pass that. Oh, you know, and they're making up all kinds of scenarios. Well, what if a cop is in a bank and a guy walks in with a pistol and, you know, my God, you mean he can't ask that person if they're, you know, legally carrying that gun? Oh, blood in the streets. Oh, the children. You know, it was just, you know, they even managed to get the Waco thing in. It was really amazing political theater.
Yes, because let's base our laws on outlaw biker gangs.
Well, that, and let's base our laws on complete bullshit that we make up that has no doesn't happen anywhere else in the country that has open carry.
Oh, also, have they figured out, like, do the bikers actually shoot anybody?
I don't think so.
They're still trying to figure out what happened.
Everything I've been reading and hearing about this is stating that overall a bunch of bikers were like,
they were having a melee. They were doing
the old school, yeah, drunken ball where they're using motorcycle chains and beer bottles and all that.
Yeah.
And the cops show up and light them all up.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
So actually, you know, it was one of those things of the, you know, it probably the cops showed up and done fucked it up.
Right.
It was going considerably better until you guys got here.
Right. So, you know, it looked like Joe Strauss is the Speaker of the House, and he is a well-known political operative, and his rank smell is all over this thing. And it really looks like one of those things where they rig it up so they can get a yes vote on record for open carry, knowing that they're going to maneuver the bill into dying. So they don't have to worry about it. So now all the politicians, they get to go, oh yeah, I voted yes for the bill. Yeah. They didn't vote yes for the concurrence, but they can say, oh, I voted for the bill.
Ugh.
So we have the situation where both houses, essentially the same bill, in all intents and purposes, overwhelmingly passed, and then somehow it managed to die. They're making noise. The latest noise is that it's gone to a conference committee. The conference committee has stripped the amendment from the bill, and now the bill has to go back to the Senate and House to get voted on. The earliest it can possibly be voted on in the House apparently is Friday, which is also, you know, basically Friday is like the last day anything can happen. I guess technically they can have a session Saturday and Sunday, but June, by the first, it's over.
Yep.
There anything that hadn't been approved, voted on and passed by the first is dead. So they've got basically a week, less than a week. They've got Friday, Saturday, they got 3 days to get this bill voted, you know, in the Senate and the House. And, you know, there are people who are still saying, oh yeah, it can happen. We've been assured it'll be on the governor's desk by Saturday or Sunday night or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't believe it. I think this has been rigged.
Sure sounds like it.
Yep. It's, you know, because goddamn, you know, we can't have people in Texas open carrying. Holy crap.
We can't have people in Texas doing what everybody else in the rest of the United States thinks people in Texas do already.
Yeah. Well, everyone's
walking around in Texas with 10-gallon hats and pointy elf shoes, yeah, and they've got their six guns on a drop leg holster with the thong or rawhide tied back.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of interesting political things that have come out of this. And the first one was the states. Or not the states, the cities, which are in Texas, are cesspools of Democrats.
Yes.
Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin are amongst the biggest, the largest cities in the nation, not just Texas. And a lot of straw man hay was made by, Houston, if they get open carry, Houston would be the largest city in the U.S. that allows open carry. Oh, my God, blood in the streets. Oh, the children. You know, it'd be the end of the world, apparently.
Absolutely.
So
we all know this is true.
Right. So this is the part where it gets funny. They passed this amendment that basically said, you know, in law, what, you know, is coming out to be the, you know, judicial, you know, case law that said, basically, you know, you can't just ask for somebody's ID just solely because they're walking down the street with a, you know, open carrying a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the biggest supporters of that amendment are inner city Democrats.
Oh, are they trying the, if black people were open carrying pistols, the white people will be against it?
No. Bullshit. Well, no. What they're saying was, is, look, I'm not in favor of open carrying, but I think open carry is going to pass and my constituents are going to be open carrying. And, you know, a white guy in the suburbs might get away with open carrying to a Starbucks. But if somebody's down in the Fifth Ward of Houston open carrying, guess who's going to be jacked up by the cops?
Yep. That was actually one of the Bloomberg drones at the Senate hearing the other day was actually saying of the, there's a precedent of black people open carrying, getting, you know, proned out and arrested by the cops while the white people are ignored.
It's
and
true.
Therefore we shouldn't have open carry.
Oh, well,
one of those things of the,
yes.
Wait. If racist cops are the problem.
Yeah.
They can do a whole hell of a lot more damage even if there's no open carry.
Right. So now there's now there's all this pious wailing about everyone about, the police, you're going to make the police's job so much harder and blah, 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 like they always do. And my response to that is, frankly, I don't care. I don't care if the cops' jobs are harder, because you know where the cops' jobs are easy?
The police states.
Police states.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go there.
Yep.
So
yeah, you want an easy job? Be a greeter at Walmart.
Yep.
Yeah.
If they do, they even hire those anymore? I don't know.
I was at Walmart today. Yes, somebody greeted me.
Oh, okay.
Did you tell them to fuck off? That seems like a fun job. There should be a Walmart greeter and a Walmart sasser. Hi, welcome to Walmart. Fuck off.
That's up in Maine.
So anyway,
Jersey—it's in Jersey.
We're still holding our breath about open carry in Texas. So it may or may not happen, but it ain't looking very likely.
I mean, it's one of those you can only hold this thing underwater for so long. I mean, it's one of those. It got so close to passing.
Oh yeah,
I'd imagine next time around it's going to be even harder for them to pull such shenanigans.
Well, especially, you know, when all these other states are passing it and not having any damn problems at all.
I mean, it's the same idea with the national reciprocity bill. It's one of those things of the,
yeah,
you know, I don't know if it's going to get passed, you know, in the next session or whatever, but it's one of those, it gets brought up every goddamn year, and every year it does a little bit better and it does a little bit better.
Well,
so
it's just like the gay marriage thing, right? I mean,
yep.
You know, 20 years ago it was never going to happen. And now it's like, you start looking around going, well, shit, even Ireland.
Voted. Yeah.
When did they finally allow a divorce, Brita, in Ireland?
In the 1990s. Yeah. divorce was illegal in Ireland until the 1990s.
So,
yeah. I mean, I had like actual family members who couldn't get divorced, and they needed to get divorced, and they had just separated and were already living, I mean, for years and years and years, living with their girlfriend or boyfriend. They couldn't get married. They had children together. They couldn't get married. So finally, in the 1990s, they were allowed to get divorces.
Yeah.
And what, a couple decades later, they're legalizing gay marriage.
Yeah.
But can the gays get divorced?
I know, that's the question. I guess it's still really difficult to get divorced in Ireland. It's legal, except it's really difficult.
And can they carry guns?
No.
No.
We have a caller.
Oh my God, it's 9:56.
We have
4 minutes left.
Jason Kerr, what do you know?
No way.
Good evening.
It is. It's Jason.
Yeah. Shockingly enough, Alan, I didn't think you were going to bring Texas politics into the fray tonight.
Why
would you? Like anything interesting's been happening.
Oh. You want me to hang up on you?
It wouldn't be the first time, but maybe the first time for a guy, but anyway. The thing, I first off, you know, this whole mess about open carry in a legislative session where supposedly conservative Republicans are the majority in both houses, and you have a governor saying, I will sign the bill, send it to me, and this happens.
Yep.
Like I just put in the chat, in one session, Texas Republicans have become New Jersey Republicans.
Yeah. Well, you know, Joe Strauss's stench is all over this.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. He's not doing it by himself.
Oh, of course not.
And in fact, my representative, the representative from my district, Byron Cook, has been pretty well going hand in hand with him since the beginning.
Yeah, my representative did the same thing. She voted for it the first time, but then voted against it when it came for the concurrence vote.
Well, I'll just put it this way. If every Texas gun owner has sent an email to their representative as strongly worded as mine was to Byron Cook today, then they may be afraid of returning to their districts.
No, they're not afraid. They don't care.
Yeah, that's probably true. But one good thing has really come out of this. And I know a lot of people are accusing me of being on a personal crusade on this, but this pretty much has proven that the TSRA and the Texas chapter of the NRA, and in particular, Charles Cotton, does not have anywhere near the clout as he purports to have.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Well, Charles Cotton, I don't know, we're getting really inside Texas politics now, but Charles Cotton is like the kingpin of the CHL mafia in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He is the...
Yeah. And if you really want to see someone completely go off the rails, please go to TexasCHLForum.com in the legislative section and just... Because that is his website that he runs as Emperor God of All,
yeah.
And I've been permabanned twice from.
Oh, I have too.
And he is basing this entire failure of this squarely on C.J. Grisham in Open Carry, Texas.
Which is funny because he never wanted it in the first place.
Exactly. And the thing is, if it passed, he would be the first one claiming victory in it. He's completely gone off the rails now. And I think what I'm going to do is probably, and of course I doubt this is going to work at all or anything, but I think I'm going to urge a lot of NRA members to write the national organization and say, if y'all don't pull him out of the Texas branch.
They really have no control over that, Jason.
Yeah.
They don't. The TSRA is an independent organization. It's an affiliate of the NRA, but the NRA has nothing to do with running it.
Well, here's the thing. Now, Cotton is the head of the Texas branch of the NRA. He's the one. When he does his lobbying, he's doing it on behalf of the NRA.
Well, he was he used to be a board member or something like that. I don't remember. We're getting down into I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about here.
Yeah, I know. So. I think I hear Brita snoring in the background.
I'm listening. I was actually just thinking how charming it was that the guy's name was Cotton.
Yeah.
I continuously refer to that forum as the Cotton Club.
Yeah.
And with all the inferences thereof.
Yep. All right. But, we need to wrap it up. Thanks for calling, Jason.
Have a good week.
All right. Bye. Anyway,
you know, there is this thing about Texas, and it's really funny because, you know, Texans are all like rah rah rah, Texas, Texas, and you know, you have this kind of reputation for being the Wild West and guns and brisket and cowboys and rodeo and all this manly.
Yes.
You know,
and then we also have Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, and Austin.
That?
Well, it's the fault is all the people that moved here from other states and then tried to fuck it up like their state they left.
Okay. But, you know,
it's
amusing to
yes,
me.
I know. It's also big cities.
And sad. It is very sad. I'm sad for you, Texas.
Well, it is a phenomenon of big cities. Every big city everywhere is a liberal cesspool. There are no big cities anywhere in the nation that are not liberal cesspools.
I could walk down the street in downtown Cleveland and open carry legally.
I can open carry in Boston legally.
That's
you can.
I can.
You can try.
I will not be charged with any crimes.
That's because Cleveland never had Reconstruction and didn't pass racist anti-gun laws to keep black people from carrying guns.
And you know what's really funny? Cleveland has a black mayor right now. Cleveland has a black mayor right now, and he is trying to preempt the state gun laws.
Good luck with that.
Well, yeah, but it's really funny because these gun laws are racist.
Yes,
and he's in a very black town trying to, you know, resurrect these racist gun laws. A black guy. I don't know. The whole thing is just fucked up. Anyway, yay Cleveland.
Well, because if you carry a gun, and the reason they're against it now is because if you own and carry a gun, that's a streak of independence. And my God, if you have a streak of independence, you might do other things that are independent.
Like vote for someone you believe in.
Or, you know, get a job and get off welfare and, you know,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God.
It's bizarre.
That's crazy talk.
They got to save their phony baloney jobs.
Harumph.
Harumph. Harumph.
Get a hump out of that guy. Ah, yes.
Oh, God.
Gumption. We're 4 minutes over.
Well.
Oh, no.
Texas politics gets everybody all riled up.
I'm sorry. I have to apologize.
So Alan, is your apartment floating away?
No.
He's on the high part of town. He's on
the
third floor.
One of the things I always look at when I'm looking for a place to live is things like, you know, drainage. in the streets and around it and stuff like that. So,
what's my elevation?
Yours?
No, yours.
Oh yeah,
what's the elevation?
Yeah, I always look at my elevation compared to the surrounding area, and I always want to make sure I'm a little bit higher than everyone else, so the water drains away from me.
But, that's a smart move.
Well, especially in a rain-soaked place like Houston.
I'm at the bottom of a hill.
Yeah, but you're near the train station. You're not run the rain.
Yeah. But yeah, Houston, well, actually all of Texas, you know, they put up the map of Texas of all the counties that were under a flash flood warning, and it was everything but like 13 counties of the entire state. There's dams that are collapsing. It's pretty bad. There's a dam that collapsed on the Polanco River near Austin. I think it was Polanco. I don't know. Anyway, washed out like a whole bunch of houses, killed a bunch of people.
So. And according to Al Sharpton, it's global warming.
You know, but you know what we don't have?
Al Sharpton.
We don't have a federal disaster declaration.
That's because Barack Obama hates white people.
He hates white people and specifically Texans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever happened to all those Jade Helm guys? Did they get washed away?
I don't know. That kind of died out. It never amounted to anything.
Yeah. Well, maybe he will declare a disaster and you'll get all those FEMA coffins. And they'll bury your bodies underneath the Denver airport.
I was hoping maybe the Katrina refugees would go somewhere else. Maybe they go back to New Orleans.
We still haven't had a member of the Masons to call up to ask about their police order.
I know. We need that. I have a feeling they'd tell us it's not official.
Well, of course it's not official. These were just some straight up crazy people. These were Bernie Sanders types.
Oh, this is beyond Bernie Sanders. Those are our Bell types.
I think you're missing the level of insanity that's on Bernie Sanders. He's running for president.
Oh, well, yeah.
The man doesn't even own shoes, yet he's running for president.
You can't own shoes, man.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chance in hell. I think at a certain point, these people just love seeing their name in headlines, and they don't care how it gets there.
He's there to push Hillary to look like the centrist.
Oh, ooh, that's a good point. Yeah,
that's all Bernie Sanders is.
Yep,
he's a true believer, and they got him to run by saying Hillary Clinton is going to run like her husband as a centrist, and we're going to lose more ground because Barack Obama. He told us he was one of us true believers, and then he governed as a centrist. We need to stop this and put the right people in. And you're the guy, Bernie. You can do it. You're a straight shooter. You believe in socialism.
Anybody that thinks Barack Obama's a centrist must be really to the left.
Or just watches the news.
All right. Well, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we bored everyone to sleep.
Yep. The chat room's asleep. Brita's asleep.
I'm not asleep.
Everybody's asleep. Oh, guess what?
No.
Tomorrow's my last day at work.
Yay! Oh! Congratulations.
Yes.
You're retiring?
No. But the company I have worked for the last year and a half or so is actually shutting down. It's kind of funny. How this came about.
Ma Bell finally bought it. I could tell
a big long story, but I don't think anybody cares.
Next week.
So anyway, I got a job with another company that pays better and has better benefits and is more interesting. So, but I get the joy of you know, not going down with the sinking ship.
Also, just because we're going long, let's go on to it. I'm going to Bermuda because it's my 10th wedding anniversary.
Yay.
Nice.
And since, Alan, you are happily single, what am I doing wrong?
Huh?
Wait.
I'm still married.
Dude, I was married for more than 10 years.
Were you married for more than 10 years? How long were you married for?
They're like 19.
He's old, shit. Weird.
Well, I know he's old. I just didn't know that she was an undead vampire as well.
Hey.
Oh, you have no idea.
I'm not undead.
Alan, do you need to feast upon the living to replenish your body?
No.
No, as long as he keeps the picture in his attic covered, he's good.
That's right.
Do you have a box in your basement filled with Hawaiian soil so you can replenish?
No, but I should.
Brita snorted.
I have to go dig my toes into the black sand beach every few years to recharge.
Alan, can you at will turn your body into mist?
No.
Oh, sparato.
No, I cannot. I am not a vampire, nor have I ever been a vampire.
But you might be a vampire at some point in the future.
I am not a zombie, nor have I ever been a zombie.
But you might be a zombie in the future.
I will not rule out the possibility, but I think it's unlikely.
So,
well, I would take care of that for you, Alan.
So what we're trying to say is that Alan is El Chupacabra.
I don't have mange.
Skunk ape.
Not skunk ape. I lack the fine pelt of the skunk ape.
Alan is champ. Oh no, Oigo Poigo? Am I getting that one right?
What's Oigo Boingo?
Oigo Boingo? Dead Man's Breath?
No, not Oigo Boingo. There's a it's a, I think it's a Lake Ontario monster.
Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, there was a, what song did you do?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'll put it in chat.
Somebody in chat.
Jay's Googling it.
Put me up Oingo Boingo.
There you go.
I hate you all.
They tease you because they like you.
So, yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, good night, squirrels.
Yep.
Good night.
See y'all next week.
I'll be dipping my feet into pink sand beaches next week. And you
have
guys
fun. Get a tan. Drink Mai Tais.
I'm already getting a tan because I have to take my daughter out to the playground every 5 minutes.
Weird will be on assignment.
I will be honest.
It's an assignment.
All right. Nope.
Good man's party.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.